CAAS 2008 24th Annual Convention. I have so much to say this year, I wrote it all down, so if I turn two pages at once, you know, don't laugh. Give me a chance to straighten it out. First of all, thanks to our registration team who helped you all get your name tags and get registered. Carol Pritchard, Dwayne and Becky Jennings, Jeff and Chris Grice, Harry and Juanita Fisher, Robert Henry, David and Darlene Wolfram, Jim and Diane Miller. I'd like to thank my wife Carol and my daughter Caitlin for allowing this to go on, because I can assure you it would not take place without their hard work. I'd like to thank my folks, my parents, for supporting my playing. I know that when I talk to other fans of Mr. Atkins, everybody has a story of the first time they heard his music, or remember the day or the year or what they were doing when they first heard the music. And my father introduced me to Chet's guitar playing on a TV show one night. He called me down to watch the show, and that's what it was for me. And my mom endured countless hours of lifting the needle up and down on a Sears and Roebuck phonograph. I think most of y'all know what that means. So, would you guys stand up and let everybody. We have a lot of acknowledgments. I'll try to get through them in a timely way, but thanks to the Gretsch Guitar Company, along with Joe Carducci and his staff, for lending their support to our organization. And I'd like to ask Mr. and Mrs. Gretsch to stand, and then Joe's team also, and let's give them a hand. I know there are folks here who were members of the Chet Atkins fan club in the 1950s, and in the early 80s, Mr. Jim Farron had the idea to reorganize that fan club under a new name with a sort of a new slant, the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society, to continue the great work that the fan club did in the 1950s. And without Jim Farron, we wouldn't be here tonight. So Jim, how about taking a moment? Thanks to Pat Kirtley for the banner you've seen all week, and for the program guide design, and thanks to Becky Osborne for the t-shirts, the shopping bag design, and the hats. So Pat, thanks. I know he doesn't want me to do this, but I'm going to give a big thanks to Paul Yandell for just being there for Chet and being there for all of us. Thank you, Paul. If you enjoyed popping in and out of the various stages the last 4 days like a kid in a candy store, think about a guy who sat through every performance in this room from start to finish for 24 years. Our incredible MC, Bill Spann, who along with the precious few of us, Jerry Ozzie, maybe a few others, have been at every convention. Thanks to Darlene's band for being there with him. And Darlene and Bill, let's take a bow. Thanks to Palmer Moore of the Ohio Fingerstyle Club for coordinating the stage and the Tuck Razor Thumb Picker Room, along with the regional clubs including the Tampa, Toronto, Ohio, and Kentucky clubs, and the Guitar League in New York State. I know this is a big hit of the convention, and folks just love the Pickers Room. So thank you, Palmer. Bill's not the only guy who has sat for 4 days. Big round of applause for the great sound engineers, Clayton Knight at Broadway Sound. Thanks to the more than 70 performers and teachers who made this happen. Without the donation of their time, this convention could not take place. The registration team and the performers are sitting across the first few rows and on the far side of the room taking a well-earned rest. So would all the performers and staff and sound folks, Broadway Sound, would you all stand and let us thank you. Thanks to Jim Sullivan and his team too, in stage two. Couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. And again, thanks to the artists and the members who traveled here from all over the world, from Japan to New Zealand, from Finland to Australia, and all points in between. Now, how about some door prizes? What do you say?